Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
'Tis the season for holiday cards. Is anybody even still sending them is the big question. If you missed it on the show, we received our cards, like we ordered them from Snapfish. And we'll do an update on that later because Snapfish basically said, I'm sorry we messed up, but we're not coming on your show to talk about it.
I mean, we're not telling them to fall on the sword. We just want to have some fun with them. And I want to know, how many other people's cards did our new family end up on?
Yeah, so I ordered, like anybody else on Snapfish, our holiday cards. It's the show, the Anna and Raven show on the front, and like, thank you for being our partners, that kind of thing on the back. When I received the cards, on the back was a whole different family. Whole different family.
And to be fair, it made us a little bit more interesting.
It's true. CH, he had quite a year. He's at school at Castleton, his sophomore year.
Starting goalie.
Yeah, Lily and Hoyt got engaged. Max graduated Tufts Dental School. It was big.
Cheryl turned 60.
It was nice, her and her husband, Bob. But anyway, we posted the picture of the card on our Instagram, and sure enough, we were able to find the family. They live in Maine. So we had them on the air last week. I started thinking about it because I think that the amount of people that actually send out holiday cards has dwindled. How many have you received so far, Raven?
Probably 5 or 6.
Me too. I've only gotten about, yeah, probably same thing. At this point, usually I would have had like 30 or 40 cards.
See, usually the people that we get them from, they're later in the season. So they'll show up literally just days before. But I know you're big on the Christmas card thing. You've got a running list.
Yeah.
You keep track of who's sending them, who replies, who comes back to you with that stuff.
It's always fascinating to me when you get the card because it says a lot about a family's personality. Mine are off the wall, nutty, crazy costumes, like a JCPenney portrait. I try to humiliate my family as much as possible. I'll post that up on our Instagram coming up in the next couple of days. But we got this one from a woman that used to be a guest on our show a lot. Her name was Anne, and she was an astrologer. So we used to have her come on the show, and she would give updates on astrology.
Oh, I remember astrologer Anne. How's she doing? She retired to do more sculpting and more art.
Yes. Here's the card that we got from her, which is a very artistic card. And then this is the letter that was included that goes out to everybody.
It's a long letter.
It is a...
And that is a small font. What is that, 8?
10. It's got to be 10 font, full single line, not like double space, single line page of everything that her and her husband have accomplished this year.
They were going traveling. I know that.
There's no talk about that.
No mention of the travel?
No, but there is a talk about... He had run a computer simulation of a fantasy 1964 World Series between the Chicago Cubs and the Chicago White Sox. And he had done enough research that he was able to improve the Wikipedia pages about those two 1964 teams.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. And then.
Like, what is happening? I thought she stopped doing the show so that she could have more fun traveling.
No, she was very busy, too. She had published articles for the Founders, Funders, Feminists, the women who co-founded, co-led, and co-inspired the Rosicrucian Order.
I don't know what that is.
And a painting that she had done of a female Egyptian pharaoh was debuted and got international acclaim. I can't. It's so many big words.
Where did that happen?
I don't know.
Wow, Anne.
I know, but here's the thing. It's so long, and it is every detail of their life. And I'm wondering, do people want this? Because truthfully, as I'm reading through it, you know, I'm like 4 minutes in and I'm like, because I'm sure, you know, I have to like Google what the words mean.
Right. But then you also have to finish because you got to know how this thing resolves.
Right.
But if it's not like a good book or a good movie, it's going to be a big letdown.
Is there so much thing as too much information when it comes to your holiday card?
I think there is.
I mean, we can't even get people to send them anymore. And she wrote a novel.
you could also call it Green Monday.
Is that right?
Yeah, today is known as Manic Monday or Green Monday. It's the second Monday in December, and it is the biggest, one of the biggest shopping days of the year for online. And it comes right behind Cyber Monday.
Okay.
And the reason why is because this is really the last day that you can start ordering things online and still be able to get shipped to your home guaranteed for Christmas.
Yeah, that's the thing that I'm seeing actually over the last few days is like, if you want it, the two-day shipping is now out, right? Like the rule, you know, basically suspends itself and that, you know, you got to get them in now.
Right. So if you see a lot of deals today online, that's why. That's they're trying to get you to get it now because they know that after today they can't guarantee holiday shipping and a lot of people won't buy it.
You know what? One of the scariest games of chicken that you can play, though, is when you're ordering something ahead of time and they're like, it ships on December 22nd. You know what I mean? Yeah. And you're just like, and they're like, it's going to get there. And you're like, is it?
I've had some already nightmare situations with shipping, so I wouldn't mess around. If you don't buy today, just go to a store. That would be it.
Yeah, but I'm planning on shopping.
If you do want to buy things today online, we were talking about it because there's a lot of things that are being promoted this year that you should buy. Mm-hmm. But I think it's always great to do a PSA on things that you shouldn't buy.
Yeah.
And especially when it comes to kids, because kids will tell adults and aunts and uncles to buy them the craziest things.
And you don't know what it is, so you'll just do it half the time.
Right. And then you feel obligated to get it for them. Like, my niece asked me for a doll potty. And you know what I bought her?
What's that?
A doll potty. I had to find one, but Target had it online, and I ordered it.
What is it?
It's a toilet for dolls, and it comes with like, stuffed animals of poop.
What?
Yeah. And listen, she's four. I don't ask questions. She said she wants a doll potty? I said, all right, I bought you a doll potty.
We have a mini toilet right now in, at the moment it's in our hallway, but it's been in the downstairs bathroom for the last couple of weeks because Jaden sometimes says that he wants to go potty.
No, this is for dolls. This is not for humans.
Not real. I mean, this is a tiny potty.
No, he could have had it.
The dolls could have used it.
No, it's smaller than that.
You know what the funniest thing about this mini toilet is?
What?
It has an electronic sound of flushing.
Yeah, it's exciting.
They use it, and then they hit it, and it sounds like a toilet flushing. It's the weirdest thing.
So here are the top things that if kids ask you for it, parents don't want you to buy it. Just this is an FYI, just so you know, because you may not be fully aware. So number one thing for me, slime.
Okay.
It's over. It's been over. I still got to get it out of my couch, and there's so much slime everywhere. Just when I think that my house is slime-free, another tub appears out of nowhere.
I'm going to go with power tools. You know, the kids, they love the little, you know, fake setups. You can get a fake kitchen. You can get a fake tool set and all that, and it'll make noise, and it's got a little air hammer or whatever. When the kid turns around and goes, no, I want the real one.
Right.
Don't do that right now.
Legos. Don't buy kids Legos unless you know they're super into it. Because when they're not into it, when people buy them for my kids and my kids are not into it, it becomes a project for me. And I don't want that project. No. I did not sign up to spend 3 hours putting together a Lego set for ages 4 and up. Mm-hmm. I don't want it.
Electric scooters. Mm-hmm. All right. If you get on YouTube right now and search it, like, you can find a million hacks to make that electric scooter go like 300 miles per hour. So don't do that.
If you're buying things online today, because it's Manic Monday, the last day to really buy things and get in time for shipping, here's a good rule to follow. If it's alive, don't bring it to my house.
That was on my list.
Yeah.
100%.
Don't bring a pet.
Is a no.
A lizard. I don't care how much my daughter looks at you with her cute little eyes and says, can I have another fish? The answer is no, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Yeah. Don't knock yourself out or hurt anybody that you're trying to shop around for Labubu. This thing is going to be over in 15 minutes. Although, it's going to be over.
I will just say, I was at a Girl Scout event yesterday, and all the girls wanted Labubus.
Of course they do, but it's $300 at this point. You want to get one from somebody.
Mm. Why did we choose to use the same name and call it football when everybody across the world was using the term football to refer to soccer?
Oh, that's easy. I'll tell you why. It's because this is America, and we do what we want here. All right?
Yeah.
That's the way we do it. That's the American spirit.
Trending is powered by Cricket Wireless. Cricket Wireless got you a gift. It's a free phone. Switch today and get a single line for $35 plus a free Moto G5G. Smile, you're on Cricket. President Trump has been working with FIFA because the World Cup is coming here to North America.
Huge deal.
And he may get a peace prize for, like, figuring it all out.
I love that.
So he got on stage.
Figuring it out. What do they figure out? Come. We want you to come. All right.
He talked about it.
All right.
When you look at what has happened to football in the United States. It's again, soccer in the United States. We seem to never call it that because we have a little bit of a conflict with another thing that's called football. But when you think about it, shouldn't it really be called? I mean, this is football. There's no question about it. We have to come up with another name for the NFL stuff. Yeah. It really doesn't make sense when you think about it. It's really football.
I never understood. I guess
people in the room are like, yes,
that's about time.
Great idea. It's about time you guys pay us back.
Americans don't make any sense. It doesn't even make sense. Everybody in the world called soccer football. Then you decided to create a whole other sport and call it football too.
I guess if you go back like centuries and centuries, if there was a game that was played with a ball, it was called football. If there was a game that was horseback, it was different. So anything that was played with a ball. And your foot was considered football.
Well,
I don't know if that's real. I read that on the internet. I read it on the internet.
Did you say thousands of years?
Centuries.
All right, shooting from the hip on that one. There are other names that I could go with because there's other things that you think of when you think of American football. Anna.
A lot of people are like, why can't we just call it American football? Which is what most people do, you know. And especially
I guess somewhere else they do.
In Europe, they say American football and then they say football when they're referring to soccer.
Okay.
So what else? Like the top three that the internet came up with. Number three is kickball.
Okay.
Like that's already used.
Yeah, we use that with a softball, right?
Yeah, like kickball you play with a soft ball, like when you're in third grade and you try not to get hit in the face with it.
And if you think about football, honestly, kicking is just a small portion of it. It's not actually the large portion of the game. There are bigger things that come with American football, Anna.
Number two is pigskin.
Okay.
I thought pigskin was what we called the ball because it was made of pigskin.
Yeah, that's all right. I mean, that's actually not terrible, I guess.
I don't like that.
Sounds gross, but.
Right. Yeah. And number one is gridiron. It seems to be the most popular response.
That really doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
Play.
I mean,
who wants to play gridiron?
Yeah.
Coming up on Sunday, gridiron.
I've got better ideas for you here.
What do you got?
How about a wide receiver dance party? Oh, when they scored a touchdown and they go like this and then they go like that and then
no
they go
one,
like that.
No one's calling that.
You don't like that one?
No, I don't like that
All
one.
All right, sorry. I thought that was.
That was.
That's pretty good, I thought.
No.
How about gladiator ball sport? Woo!
Gladiator ball sport?
Yeah.
You think they're going to call it gladiator ball sport?
I mean, I think we like to think of ourselves as warriors. You know, it's the whole gladiator type mentality there. Okay, it's a no for you. I understand. All right.
Can you give me a good one?
I took my shot. All right. How about sweaty spandex pants for men as we run up and down the field? How about that one?
No one's going to remember that. No one's going to remember that.
Not even you?
No.
Okay.
I already forgot what it was
called. How about oblong ball death match? How about that one?
No, I think we need to take some more time and seriously consider this.
All right, I gave it my all.
Yep.
There sure are a lot of kids on the naughty list this year. Let's check Anna and Raven's Santa tip line.
Now, you can call the Santa tip line, too, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All you have to do is leave a message for Santa Claus. That phone number is 888-702-9646.
It's been busy, Anna.
Yep.
I love Santa. I've been really good this year. No, but my dad and my mom would be in bed. And my uncle told me that a couple of days ago, and I'm gay. Bye.
What is that?
I don't know. I don't know. He feels like he's doing pretty good. Apparently, his parents are not doing so good.
No, mom and dad are not doing great.
Yeah.
And I think they threw the elf under the bus at one point.
That's what it was.
Like the elf, not good either. Everybody else is not good. Me, star of the show.
You know what?
Star.
My friend just got Snoop on the shelf at our pajama, Jimmy Jam, this weekend here. And I just thought to myself, this thing is awesome.
Yeah, Snoop on the shelf.
How come he hasn't been in my life before?
Our elf on the shelf, Mr. Friendly, put on my little one Dakota's underwear and hung himself from the refrigerator this weekend.
This is weird.
He should also be on the naughty list.
Yeah, that is strange.
Yeah.
People playing games sometimes, and sometimes my dad and my mom will be in nice because you put them on the naughty list.
What? No, I think that was a continuation there, is basically.
Just
right.
Like screaming.
Yeah, I just want people to know that they haven't been great. They haven't been behaving themselves the whole time here.
Yeah.
This one is interesting.
Hi, Santa. This is Bob. I'm 85 years old. When I was little, I got punched in the mouth by my neighbor, Fred, my best friend. Then he moved. I lost my front tooth. I've been tracking him all these years. Now I found him out in a nursing home. Mm. And tomorrow I'm going to go steal his false teeth. Therefore, I should be on the naughty list. I'm sorry, but I need to get even. Thanks, Anna. Bye-bye.
Let's connect again, Anna.
Let's reach
out to an old friend.
Bob and Fred.
Find them.
What I want to know, Bob, is what happened that Fred punched you in the mouth when you guys were best friends? And then he just moved. He was like, you know what? I'm going to punch you in the mouth and I'm going to move and you're never going to see me again. And in 80 years, we're going to reconnect when you steal my false teeth.
I'm pretty sure when I was like 11, I thought I had my nose broken by my friend Danny Walker.
Yeah.
We were in his basement, you know, we were playing. Sometimes things get out of control, right? Sometimes things get rowdy. But I love the fact that he's looking him up and he's going to come see him. And when you're 85 and your friend comes to see you and you haven't seen him in a while and you're in the nursing home or whatever, getting punched in the face and your teeth stolen might be the most fun that you've had in a month. Anything's possible.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
You want to call the Santa tip line too. It's 888-702-9646.
Did you ever have a toy when you were a kid that you were somewhat terrified of?
I think that that's normal, right? The more things that you explore and mess around with, you're going to find something that will scare you a little bit.
I was so excited. It was a week before my daughter's birthday. She turned 7 last month, and me and one of my very good friends, stylist Lauren, we went to a holiday pop-up, and it had all these different puppets.
Okay.
But the guy selling it was so mean to me.
That guy was rude.
He was very funny.
He was so mad at me that I was using my ventriloquist voice. What did he say?
It's a puppet. You don't need to do that. It's not a dummy.
Doesn't he want to sell more of them for people?
He thought you're stupid.
You disrespected his art form.
He thought I was stupid. Yeah. He thought you were disrespecting him or mocking him. I looked at it and I said, I have to buy this for my daughter. And I immediately put it on my hand and I started doing my ventriloquist voice. And he's like, it's a puppet, not a dummy. And he looked at me like I was supposed to know the difference. And I was like,
I think he was calling you a dummy at that moment. Like he was doing both those things. Wow.
So I get it home. I wrap it. I'm so excited. I give it to her for her birthday. And I realize 2 days later.
Mm-hmm.
Dakota, I have a question. I've noticed that this incredible puppet that you got for your birthday lives underneath this plastic thing. Why is that?
It's the only idea I had.
Are you afraid she's going to come alive? Ow! Why is it attacking me?
I'm going to poke her in the eye.
You're going to poke her in the eye?
Yeah.
You're afraid of it. You're afraid of the puppet. Admit it. You're afraid of the puppet.
She's afraid of the puppet. She keeps it housed under a plastic bin.
They do the same thing with, like, vampires. There was, you know, a stake through the heart, and then they have to, like, encase it in concrete or lead or something like that. This is wild.
So I have with me right now the puppet. Raven. Right.
Yeah.
Hello, Raven. Hello. It's me, Puppet. Look how beautiful I am right here. Hello. Hello.
What do you think?
I think that, first off, your ventriloquist act needs a little bit of work. I can see your mouth moving. Second.
It's a puppet, not a dummy.
I think the personality that you're giving it is maybe the scariest part of the whole situation.
Hello, Raven. How are you today?
It's a beautiful puppet. It's the voice, the personality you're giving it that's more scary for me, I have to say.
I'm a superhero.
What did you pay for that puppet?
$35.
$35? Good Lord!
I mean, look at her.
I think it's well built. It's very nice. It's not terrifying to me.
I don't think so either. I don't know why she's so afraid of it.
Did you do that voice when you brought it home to her and gave it to her?
Immediately.
Then that's the problem.
Why?
That's 100% the problem. Sounds like somebody that wants
happy
to, you know.
Happy birthday, Dakota.
No, you don't mean it in that
happy
voice.
Happy birthday.
No, you don't mean happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
No.
I don't know.
All right.
Do you ever have a toy growing up that you were scared of? Because now I just let her hide it underneath the plastic bin.
You might be too young to remember these, but they had, you know, these handheld toys that you would pull like this little trigger thing, and it would be a Christmas tree, but it was metal. It would spin, and then it would open up, and there would be like a Santa in there or a Frosty or something like that. Used to scare me. You get your finger caught in that thing one time, and it's terrible.
If there's a toy that you're afraid of when you were a kid, what was it?
You can call 1-800-330-9999.
Did you name her?
You know what? I asked her if she had a name and she would not name her, which is how I knew she was afraid because all of her things have names.
Yeah, those that we don't speak of. That's
I don't
what it
have
is.
A name. I don't have a name.
That's
I
enough
need
of that.
A name.
Thank you.
Okay.
Did you ever have a toy as a kid that you were afraid of?
I had dangerous toys at times, right? I came from that age where toys could still hurt you. And if I would go over to my grandmother's house, top of that, I would have like my dad's old toys and my uncle's. And that stuff was crazy. They had that wood burning kit. There was that nuclear physicist toy. And then the, not Tinker Toys, but you would do like these robots with these metal angle irons. And you had your own nuts and bolts with it. You shouldn't give that to a six-year-old with a wrench.
Probably not. I bought my daughter a puppet for her birthday. And she keeps it locked in a plastic bin, and she's afraid of it.
Yeah.
She's afraid of it. Probably because every time it like looks like it's coming to life, it talks to her in this voice.
Yeah, that sounds terrifying, actually.
It's very similar to my witch voice. 1-800-330-9999. What was the toy you were afraid of as a kid?
Drew, what toy do you remember being scared of when you were growing up?
So my dad had this like action figure of like a werewolf that he would keep in his office. And it was truly just like this tiny little grotesque action figure that would be like high up on the mantle in our TV room. And so it'd always be like, I felt like it was watching me when we were watching TV together.
Ready for you to like, you know, not be paying attention one moment so it could just dive down and devour you.
Exactly. Like an evil elf on the shelf. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. It is weird. It's so funny when something is mysterious to us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or it's like locked away. You know, you mentioned it being in your dad's office. Like, so it was a thing that you wondered about. And then it creates its own backstory. And that backstory, it's horrific, Anna.
Right. Cheryl, scary toy that you grew up with. What was it?
Teddy Ruxpin.
I thought he was terrifying also.
He is the old school AI. Like, we're talking about these AI and these, it's exactly what he is. Teddy Ruxpin is definitely
what's
that.
What is it? Five Nights at Freddy's or whatever? He looks just like that guy. They look 100% the same. I mean, to me anyways, that's the way I remember it.
What do you think made him so scary?
Well, when I was a little girl, I was so excited at first to have him. But then, like, there was like something wrong with mine, and I woke up in the middle of the night, and you know how little kids, you have like a nightlight on, and I see this shadow, and I hear this voice and see these eyes. I was just like, hi, I'm Teddy Ruxpin. I mean, it was just freaking scary. Like, I didn't know if I was having a nightmare or what. After that, like, every time I just saw one, I just freaked out.
Mm. Well, his eyes always looked like he was staring into your soul.
Two things that I remember about Teddy Ruxpin, all right, and they're both about this, is that, first off, no emotion. Like you said, the eyes always staring into the soul, but yet they're blank, right? Mm-hmm. Like a doll or a shark, you don't know. And his eyes would be the exact same, and his mouth would move exactly the same, whether he was giving you a happy message or a somber message.
Mm.
And that's weird to me. Right? I got to be able to read you emotionally. You got to lower the tone if it's sad, and you got to raise the tone if you're happy. That's where I'm at. And the second thing was, if the batteries were going dead, here's an indicator for you, makers of Teddy Ruxpin. Just make it so he stops talking. Because once he starts slowing down and going low, and the mouth gets stuck like half open, and the eyes move slowly or like trigger and shake, creepy. Way creepier. I've got a Christmas ornament that sings Elvis, Anna. And when the batteries die, it's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Terrifying. Sounds like Satan singing Blue Christmas.
It's Anna and Raven unwrapping the holiday classics.
Now sing.
There's a difference between hearing and listening.
You are listening to this. You're not hearing it.
Ho, ho, ho.
Listen to this. It sounds like he's in pain.
Heartache right there. You know, he's in despair.
Is he? Christmas Songs Unwrapped is when you dissect some of the most famous holiday songs of all time. And today it's Wham's Last Christmas.
Oh, that's a hard one.
Oh, it sure is. So the duo that was George Michael and Andrew Ridgely, whatever happened to Andrew Ridgely?
When George Michael went solo, you know, he was kind of doing the writing and producing thing for some other people and waiting for George to come back.
And he didn't.
Essentially.
He didn't come back.
Yeah.
And this ended up being one of their biggest hits of all time, even though it was a holiday song. Now, the song was written by George Michael in 10 minutes during a Christmas break from touring.
Wow.
10 minutes. And if you actually look at the lyrics, you realize there's not really a whole lot of lyrics.
I didn't realize that he had actually written it. I thought it was a cover, like an old classic.
Yeah, no.
Wow.
I always thought it was slightly stalkerish and creepy more than a song about heartbreak.
Well, you know what it is? It's kind of one night standish. Well, and then the next day, see a piece.
But he would argue because it's about being dumped the day after Christmas.
That's what I'm saying. Tell me, baby, do you recognize me?
Well, it's been a year. It doesn't surprise me. Like, what are you talking about? Like, do you recognize me? If you date somebody seriously, right, and then you dump them the day after Christmas, you're not going to recognize them when you see them at a holiday party the following year?
I'm not getting that, Anna. What I'm getting is they met at a holiday party or close to the holiday season. He thought he got love bombed. Like, it was like, oh my gosh. Merry Christmas to me. I'm George Michael, and finally I got the best present ever. And then the next day, the dude, he woke up and he found out that he had chewed his arm off like a coyote to get away from him. And then he ghosted him before all these terms were even a thing. Okay. I mean, that's what I get. Happy
Christmas. All right, let's pause right there.
Merry Christmas.
Two things.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
That's right. Happy
Christmas. Why are we whispering? Why all of a sudden? Because you're
sexy.
Creepy.
They were close.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
He's in his ear. It's Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
And also, what? Hold on. What did you wrap up and send?
Either his love or
his ear?
The arm that the dude chewed off and left there. Merry
Christmas. Yeah.
That's it.
Merry Christmas. From now on, all holiday season when you're talking to somebody, I just want you to say, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Coming closer. I know. That's what I'm saying.
Do you ever actually listen to what those words are? It's a face on lover with a fire in his heart.
Right.
A man undercover, but you tore him apart. This is why I think it's a stalker.
The lover had a secret family or whatever. This is his, like, he... I'm telling you.
A man undercover, but you
jumped
tore him
off
apart.
With George Michael. He found himself in a situation that he wasn't ready to be prepared to tell the world that he loved George Michael. And then he broke his heart.
All right. Well, long story short, we leave you with this. And now you have a lot to think about whenever you hear the song.
It's true. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. But the
very next day, you gave it away. Merry and Christmas. When all else fails.
That's right. Merry Christmas. Yeah.
Holiday Headlines with Anna and Raven.
Sure, you can get the real news or you can get all the holiday headlines that you really care about. Every party has a pooper and sometimes they're a Grinch.
What?
Yes, this happened in Canada.
But someone in Brantford, Ontario got a very different visit after posting anti-Santa signs along a parade route. Police dropped by.
Excuse me.
Anti-Santa signs.
Anti-Santa signs on a parade route that honors Santa Claus with Santa Claus at the end.
I mean, they were like, are they like tongue-in-cheek, like funny stuff? Like, you know what?
Not funny at all.
Oh, that's not cool.
30,000 people showed up for the annual Santa Claus parade.
Wow.
Police also received calls and online complaints after someone appeared to post something in a window in a house along the parade route. And here's what online posts claim was in the window. Santa is fake. Santa is not real.
Oh, that's somebody that's on the naughty list who didn't get presents last year. Wow, and they're bitter and mad about it.
Well, I just want to say something. 30,000 people? What
huge
a parade they have
huge
there.
Huge parade for
oh
Santa Claus.
Oh my gosh. I mean, how many people go to Macy's? I know it's a lot, but wow.
That's a lot of people.
I mean, this is like Santa's number one parade, I'm guessing. That's pretty legit.
This is a disgruntled man.
Yeah.
Who
probably doesn't want people on his lawn parking around or whatever.
100% is on the naughty list.
Yeah.
They did something inappropriate and they want to make everybody upset. So everybody started complaining.
He's denying Santa.
He's like, here's what I'll do. I will make everybody believe Santa's not real.
That's right. He doesn't exist.
But this is the best part. When I looked at the signs, their poster board, like the neon pink, the neon green signs with like a big black Sharpie. And all I could think about is why? Why did you take all the time to make these signs? Like you, what time did you get up this morning to make these signs to post in your window?
You stole that pink poster board from your daughter who has to go to school in shame tomorrow because you're the one that's out there saying these nasty things.
That are
How
not
terrible.
True.
How
that
terrible.
Are, yes. And so the police show up to this guy's house because so many people complain.
Nice.
The local police say they went and talked with the person responsible and they removed the signs.
So it's not illegal to post anti-Santa signs, yeah, even though I would think it immediately puts you on a naughty list again.
You can say whatever you want to, right, on your property.
Yeah.
Which we've seen that argument before. It's typically not Santa they're arguing about. But
this always happens during Halloween season when people put up a quote-unquote offensive Halloween displays, and then there's always backlash every year. That's right. The same story.
Right. Same thing.
So, if you want to get on the naughty list this year, number one way to do it, put anti-Santa signs in your front window in front of 30,000 people parading by your home.
I mean, that is wild, though. What a parade, huh? That must be a great party.
Also today, you may be getting a billion more emails than usual with all the sales that are going on because it's Green Monday, or they call it Manic Monday. Today is one of the biggest shopping days of the year. Cyber Monday gets all the hype, but it's really today, the second Monday in December, that racks up the most online sales, and it's also one of the last days that you can buy something and have it actually be delivered in time for Christmas Eve. So it's 16 days.
It's my theory, Anna, that Black Friday and Cyber Monday have become about presents for ourselves. And then basically, you know, and stuff that you want for the house or whatever. So Manic Monday is when you actually go, wait a minute.
I didn't buy anything.
I have an uncle. I have a niece. I have a nephew. I have all these people I have to get this stuff for.
So if you want to get the good deals, today's the last day to get them.
See who called the Santa tip line today.
If you want to call the Santa tip line, you can call anytime you want. It is active all the time. 888-702-9646. Again, that's 888-702-9646. Santa Claus needs help. He needs to know who's been naughty and who's been nice.
It has been so busy. I mean, think of it as like you're standing in a line, right? And if you could go ahead and whisper into the ear of the people that were running everything in front of you, if you knew some people were naughty, that would get them out of the way. Mm-hmm. That would move you up the ladder, wouldn't it? I mean, it's simple math, really. It's been busy.
Hi, Santa. This is Giovanna and Isabella. And have you been good or bad?
Good.
And what do you want for Christmas?
Gator games.
Gator golf.
Gator golf.
And what do you want? A Ruff Ruff? Ruff Ruff. I hope you can come and bring them to them. They've been very good. This is their Mimi telling you how good they are. We love you, Santa.
Bye, Santa. Bye.
Ruff Ruff, is that a dog or is that an actual toy?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I will tell you
Mimi
this.
Knows.
Mimi is the best. And grandmas are the best. Because even if you've been terrible, terrible.
That's right. They will vouch for you.
Like,
they
no,
will lobby
no,
for
no,
you.
No, my kid didn't do it. My grandchild, no.
No,
they
they're
didn't
wonderful.
Do that.
They're an angel.
Absolutely. He wants Ruff Ruff. You go figure out what Ruff Ruff is.
Right.
You buy six of them and you bring it to my grandchild.
Yeah, absolutely.
Santa Claus?
It's a message. Just leave your message.
I've been nice this year, and I'll tell you what I want for Christmas. I want a Venom set, Spider-Man set, and cover your ears for this one.
Okay.
I also want, I forgot that one, so I'm not getting that one.
Okay.
So yeah, cover your ears, because I'm not getting that one.
Okay.
Because I forgot it.
Okay.
Oh, wait, Snake, and I also want Iron Spider, and a mask that, what's his name? Oh, Miles Morales, and I want a gun shooter with Miles Morales, and a mat for Miles Morales.
Yep.
And I also
something else.
Want, I think that's it.
Okay.
Okay. Merry Christmas.
It's a long list.
But wait, here's the thing.
Yeah.
If I covered my ears, how am I going to tell Santa? And if Santa covers his ears, how is he going to hear?
Right. Santa just covers his ears for that one part because he forgot that.
Oh, he
one.
Forgot. What
and
he
then
was.
He got
okay,
the rest
okay,
of them.
Okay.
And then I looked it up, and I'm pretty sure Iron Splitter and all of them, they're all from Final Fantasy. So
okay.
This is video game stuff.
Was he saying Marilyn Monroe stuff?
I think there was a mask there. I seriously doubt it was a Marilyn Monroe stuff.
Unless he was asking for his mom.
It's got to enunciate a little bit more, but it's a long list.
I couldn't hear because I was covering my ears. I was doing exactly what I was told.
Right.
Hi, Santa. This is Jamie. I just wanted to wish Michael Bolton and his family a very Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah, and I hope he's doing well, and I hope and pray that he gets better really soon. Thank you so much, Santa. I love you. Bye-bye.
What? Is Michael Bolton sick?
Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah, my gosh. That's terrible.
Yeah, he's got a brain tumor, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
But really, yeah, actually really scary for him. But if you don't know this, that Anna Zapp actually loves Michael Bolton.
I adore Michael Bolton.
Attracted to him, too, strangely, for a while, but...
That's not true.
I thought it was. I thought it was something you said. If it's not true, then I retract that statement. But
yeah,
you do love him.
I do love his music.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Put it louder. Put it louder. is what the people want to hear.
Yeah, honestly. But we wish you well, Michael Bolton. Hope you're doing well.
So. Yeah, now I gotta go see how he's doing. Yeah. All right, call the Santa tip line. Also, interesting that she was that concerned about Michael Bolton that she left it on the Santa tip line.
Listen, don't be jealous that she also loves Michael Bolton.
What a weird day. 888-702-9646 if you'd like to leave a message. I don't know why things like this are so bothersome. Remember, last week, we had received our holiday cards, and there was a misprint. On the front, it was our holiday card, and on the back, it was a random family's.
They're no longer random. Now they're our relatives,
we
Anna.
Found them. Right, thanks them. To you. Yes, we found them. We posted a reel on our Instagram at Anna and Raven. The internet sleuths were able to help. Within 12 hours, we had found them, and they came on the air with us last week. If you missed any of it, you can catch up with our podcast page. And I believe that we're going to their daughter's wedding now, which is fantastic.
It's funny because we had a get-together at my house this past weekend, and we didn't talk to anybody about it, and everybody was talking about it and wanted to know about this family. And Alicia and I were like, how are we going to get to the wedding?
Yeah.
How are we going to get back? It's a busy weekend that weekend for us. We're already looking at the calendar, but we're working on it.
So the other question was, is that who was the people that made the holiday card with the misprint? And it was Snapfish.
Yeah.
So producer Sophia, I said, Sophia, go to them and just like see if they want to come on the air. And like, how often does this happen? What are the chances that your face is on other people's holiday cards?
And I thought most importantly, Sophia, is how many cards did these people end up on? Was it just us or did it end up somewhere else? So what did you run into?
Yeah. So when you were talking to somebody online, do you think it was a chatbot or you think it was a real person?
It started as a chatbot and then they transferred me over to a real agent from Snapfish who I don't think wanted anything to do with the situation. They just kept pushing me off and talking about a refund for the cards or sending them back. And I was like, this is not what I'm trying to get at.
Right. Right. So they think it's a customer service issue. Right. And nobody wants to be the person that says, yes, we made an error publicly, because they feel like it'll turn into a thing. But I think it just makes them more human. Well, mistakes happen. They sent us the right cards after. It's not like we're mad about it.
This is what makes me the most upset, because I'm going to read you the email response that they sent to Sophia. And this is the things that drive me crazy. Thank you for reaching out and for your patience while we reviewed your inquiry regarding order number 4803. You get the rest. We truly appreciate you sharing the details about the misprinted Christmas cards and the fun story that unfolded on the Anna and Raven show. It sounds like an entertaining segment.
Oh, so, I mean, you got a person. This is a person who checked it out. You got a person. Okay.
I think. Or is this just really clever AI?
It could be the smartest one they have.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Right. We understand you're not seeking a refund or return, but are interested in having a Snapfish representative unable to join you on the Anna and Raven show for a lighthearted discussion about this experience. I think it's AI.
Right,
I think
that statement doesn't make sense. That sentence all of a sudden it like glitched.
100%.
Yeah.
And it says, unfortunately, we are unable to accommodate this request at this time. Thank you for the kind invitation. If there's anything we can assist with regarding the defective product, please let me know and I'll be happy to help.
I think that a person, this landed on their desk and they had to deal with it, but I think they asked ChatGPT to write that statement for them.
100%.
Because that line is a glitch. Like, what's up with that? It doesn't make sense.
And this is the things that drive me nuts. Wouldn't it be so much nicer for a representative just to say, it happens, we're so sorry, it's less than 2% of the time, we're happy to rectify it any way we can, you know, check out our reviews. But what? But no?
Yeah.
No?
It's after like four different chatbots I already went through. It took me that far to get to an agent who wasn't even really an agent.
It was just a robot.
Yeah.
Personally, myself, I think it makes it so much more warm and human if somebody were to come on.
100%.
Again, like, you know, everybody makes mistakes. We understand that. And if I thought that there was a real person behind Snapfish reading this and talking about that and getting involved, personally, I'd think of them every time moving ahead to do this.
Yeah,
right? Because I'd be like, you know what? If there's a problem, they're going to handle it anyways.
Not this time. Not this time. They understand they're not seeking a refund, but a representative unable to join you. Yes. So there's that.
Sad development.
Mm-hmm.
One couple.
It makes me furious. I don't get it.
This is what she wants to do.
One problem.
My daughter wants to do a spa weekend for her 16th birthday.
And I'm being deprived of going there because I'm a guy?
You decide the outcome.
All right, Gabby, you got to be happy to hear that, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can have a family dinner when we get back in town.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us, they let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. The Couples Court, sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BETTERHELP.com/AnnaAndRaven. Holly and Eric. Holly, what's going on?
Okay, so Eric and I have been together for about 6 months, and it's great. Like, he's delightful. We all get along great. It's fantastic. And he spends a lot of time at my house. But now he says it's crazy that he spends all his time at my house, but we both have Netflix. We both have Hulu. We both have Apple. He wants to cancel his subscriptions and, like, share one. I think this is a terrible idea for a lot of reasons. For one thing, what if we break up? Then it's going to be a big hassle of resetting it, you know, getting a new account. And more specifically, when you get the new account, then you're going to have to, you know, redo your own perfectly curated collection of things that the streaming sends for you, right? Like, I don't want his boy stuff in my queue.
Mm.
Okay.
Modern problems. Here we go. Big issues here. Big problems. Please convince me, Eric, that you're not actually out to destroy the planet with this plan.
No, sir, not at all. Actually, I just didn't think it was that deep. If we did break up, we can renew our subscriptions probably right there from our phones.
Right.
I didn't think it was that big of a deal. It wasn't like we were putting a name on a deed or a marriage or something. It was simply a TV account. So I apologize that I, scared her.
I mean, I feel like I close and sign up for contracts or renewals with these streaming services based on when my show starts and when it ends, right? I mean, certain services, they have shows that I can only get there, and I'll sign right up after I just got rid of them 2 days ago.
No, I sign up for life. We were just talking, my husband and I were just talking about that because we have no idea what we're doing.
Yeah.
And we might be playing double for some, that he has one and I have one too. Married 20 years. Yep. That's on our list of things to figure out over Christmas break.
I mean, I feel like it's a good idea to streamline your stuff economically. I mean, obviously, Holly, he's telling you that he intends to marry you and you're going to be together forever.
Maybe
you're just not picking up on that. But there are some exceptions. Like, so the streaming services is one thing. When you get into cell phones and stuff like that, that's next level.
Oh, no.
Wait, how long have you been dating? I'm sorry, did I miss that at the beginning?
6 months, you
six
said,
months?
Right?
Yeah. 6 months, yeah.
6 months.
I mean, on Hulu, what's the difference?
You're going to cancel his and then use hers? How do you know, Holly, if you guys break up, that he's not just still using your stuff for free?
Exactly. You changed the password!
What if he changes it then?
You call and you say, that's me, not him.
That's not true. I had a whole issue with my mom because she kept getting charged for Hulu.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't reveal what the password is. You have no idea how long it took for us to figure it all out.
Oh my gosh, it sounds like a nightmare. I'm pretty sure they're giving me Hulu and Disney for $2.99 a month now. So, I mean, it's like, but okay. I love the fact that you're like, what about my curated playlist, my wish list, my algorithm?
I don't know. It's 6 months too soon to start
merging your accounts.
Your streaming accounts.
Yeah.
It's a good question.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven. This is a big thing to settle.
How long should you be dating somebody when you start merging your streaming services together?
Mm.
Holly and Eric have been together for 6 months, and he says, even though we don't live together, like, let's get rid of all of my streaming services. I'll just use your username and passwords, and we'll save a whole bunch of money.
And Holly's like, "Why? Oh, my God, you're suffocating me. Like, we can't do that. What are we doing here? Like, this would be terrible. If it doesn't work out, it puts all this pressure on us. Then one of us is going to be using the other one's password. I'm going to lose all my favorites that are listed on the streaming service. I mean, who even thought this was an issue?
Right. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Steve, whose side are you on?
Well, I'm on his side. I think, in this day and age, everyone's sharing anyway. Even if you're not dating, you share with your friends, you share with your family, your parents, everybody. It doesn't really matter. You can share with anybody. And even if they break up, so what? They can go back to having their own accounts again.
Mm.
But if they think this is going to last, if they're going to make it, then I don't see any harm in it.
Yeah, the streaming services combining them is clearly the mark for marriage now, Anna. One thing that I got the other day, so we use our kids' Disney Plus account, I logged on the other day, and it opened it up, and it said, using Disney in two households? We discourage this, blah, blah, blah. It was like they were testing me to bust me.
Right.
And they wanted me to log in with a bunch of different other information, and I just ignored it, and it still turned on. But obviously now, like, they're watching me.
Right, well, just when you want to watch your favorite movie with your son,
that's
grandson,
when they're going to shut me down.
100%.
Yeah.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Couples Court.
It used to be if you were in a serious, committed relationship, moving in together was the next big step.
Yeah, it was huge. Yeah, definitely.
But maybe not anymore. Maybe it's all about sharing your streaming passwords and eliminating some of those accounts. The Couples Court verdict is powered by T-Mobile. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
Eric and Holly have been dating for 6 months now at this point. They say everything's great. They're having a lot of fun. Eric spends a whole lot of time over at Holly's place. And he says, you know what? We're hanging out together all the time. We're watching all these shows together. You know, I've got a drawer in the dresser here. Why don't we combine our streaming accounts and save a little money? And we can use it to do fun things together. And Holly goes, wait a minute. What are you trying to do?
Right.
Lock me down?
It's we've only been dating 6 months. Like, what do you mean you're going to eliminate all your streaming services and use my passwords? She feels like that's too big of a step only at 6 months. What do you think? 1-800-330-9990-LINE. Lynn, whose side are you on?
I am on the girl's side. 6 months. They've only been together 6 months. This is too personal. And I would not share with him because he might just be a cheap guy.
Well, right.
I mean,
Lynn, you bring up a really good point. The fact that he's like, okay, we're going to save all this money and blah, blah, blah. After 6 months, that's what you're worried about? Saving your $25 a month? That's it?
I mean, I don't know how many shows they're watching, but I mean, it could be like, you know, $100 if you got all those streaming services together.
But also, keep in mind, if they've only been dating 6 months, he's already worried about saving money now. Like, what does that mean down the future? And if she's anything like me, all her passwords are the same. It's basically handing him the entire bank account and the 401k.
Okay, so that's a fair point that I had not considered. Mm-hmm. Like, he'll have the key to everything.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Lynn.
All right.
With you.
Hey, Ann Raven. Craig, what do you say? Whose side are you on today?
I'm on her side. I mean, what if we break up in 2 weeks? And we're going to have the same services? Like, I don't want to deal with all that hassle of getting rid of all the services and getting new passwords and everything like that. That's ridiculous.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Holly, our audience agreed with you today. Not time yet, Eric. She doesn't feel comfortable sharing all her passwords with you. And there will come a time where she will feel more comfortable, but it's not at 6 months of dating.
Well, I understand. And if that's the case, then we'll just keep wasting money watching the same show, sitting on the couch next to each other.
That's right.
Money that I probably could have used of taking her to dinner or something, hint, hint. But okay, we'll just keep paying Hulu. No problem. Say,
sounds rather stupid, but okay. But that's where the voters went. Holly, congratulations. You're safe. Nobody's smothering you or your Disney Plus account.
Thank goodness. You know, I see the logic of it. Absolutely. And I mean, someday soon, probably we'll be at that point. But right now, I just feel better keeping everything kind of like, you know, separate business from pleasure or whatever.
Yeah, you're a crazy person. Yeah. by the way, when you log into these streaming services and it asks you who's watching, that's what protects your algorithm. But okay. All right. Keep on paying, you guys. Good luck.
If you have a problem too, send an email. couplescore@annonraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $700. Hi, Kristen. You ready to play today?
I sure am.
Oh, I would love to give you this cash. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it, Kristen. $700. Here we go.
Okay. Question is how much do you remember? That's going to be the big question today. Raven can't hear us. He's outside of the studio right now. It's soundproof. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play, Kristen?
I'm ready.
Number one, Five Nights at Freddy, the second movie of the video game series, is out now. What type of animatronic animal is Freddy?
I don't know.
Number two, Michael Bublé says we should start listening to Christmas music in June because it would be great for his streaming revenue. He performed his holiday hits at the Rockefeller tree lighting, which takes place in which city?
New York City.
Number three, Team USA's gear for the Winter Olympics was unveiled last week. What clothing brand creates the uniforms for our American athletes?
Ralph Lauren.
Number four, It's a Wonderful Life topped a ranking of the best Christmas movies of all time, according to its IMDb score. It's followed by A Christmas Carol and the 1947 movie Miracle on What Street?
Miracle on 77th Street.
And number five, Sydney Sweeney broke her silence about the controversy around her denim ads that she did. She said she only did the ad because she loves the brand and the jeans and is against hate and divisiveness. What brand is that?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Yep.
2 out of 5 for Kristen.
Okay, not great. Today would have been a good day to get 3 or 4. I'm on meds.
I know. He came in. He's like, my doctor put me on new medicines and the room is spinning. Yeah, like, please eat something.
Little swimmy over here. Okay. Little swimmy. All right, here we go.
Number 1, Five Nights at Freddy, the second movie of the video game series, is out now. What type of animatronic animal is Freddy?
He's a bear, right? He's like a bear. Teddy bear.
Yes, he's a bear.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, Michael Bublé says we should start listening to Christmas music in June because it would be great for his streaming revenue.
I heard that Mariah Carey makes $2.5 million on royalties every Christmas.
Good for her.
Wow.
He performed his holiday hits at the Rockefeller tree lighting, which takes place in which city?
New York, of course.
Yes. Number 3, Team USA's gear for the Winter Olympics was unveiled last week. What clothing brand creates the uniforms for our American athletes?
Is it Ralph Lauren?
Yep.
Yep.
Number 4, It's a Wonderful Life topped a ranking of the best Christmas movies of all time, according to its IMDb score. It's followed by A Christmas Carol and the 1947 movie Miracle on What Street?
34th.
34th Street,
yeah.
Yes. And number 5, Sydney Sweeney broke her silence about the controversy around the denim ads that she did. She says she only did the ad because she loves the brand and the jeans and is against hate and divisiveness. What brand was that?
American Eagle. Good jeans.
All right, Kristen, you beat you 5-2 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Okay, thank you. Can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $800 tomorrow, Anna.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.